Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. We praise Allah the Majestic, the Almighty. We ask Him to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed in our last episode the importance of Tawheed and the purpose of creation, which is to single out Allah the Creator in worship. Now they say opposites attract. Not necessarily. There may be times when opposites attract, like if it's genders, but very often, opposites repel. Opposites cannot stand each other. Opposites are going in opposite direction. A classic example where opposites repel is when we speak about the opposite of Tawheed. If Tawheed and the purpose of life is to maintain and observe the worship of the one and true Creator while recognizing His uniqueness, then the opposite of that would be failing in worshiping Him. It would be denying Him, or it could be associating others in worship with Him. Whichever one of these, or even more, manifest, we have a case where the opposite of Tawheed is taking place. And that we call in Islam, Shirk. Shirk, like the word Shariq, Yushriku, Ashraka, Musharaka, Ishtaraka, and different derivatives of the term, have to do with association, have to do with the being one with another. It has to do with partnership. All of these words are included and understood from the term shirk. So when one of us as human beings fails in singling out Allah in worship and falls into worshiping other than Allah, or worshiping Allah and then worshiping something else along with Allah, that person has fallen into shirk. And one may say, what's the big deal? Okay, so the person fell into shirk, so okay, let's go have some ice cream. No, we cannot do that. This is the greatest crime ever. People may be shocked. It may be overwhelming. You think of, war crimes. You think of robbery. You think of rape and other things which are abhorrent. We agree that they are abhorrent and repulsive. But actually, these are lesser crimes than the crime of shirk. Because these crimes have to do with wronging another human being, which could be rectified sometimes, and sometimes it cannot be rectified. But either way, it does not affect a person's faith in this regard, if they believe properly. Of course, it decreases their level of faith when they commit these crimes. But when a person falls into shirk, then they have lost the very essence of their existence. The very purpose of their creation has been invalidated and nullified. And that is the greatest crime, because the greatness of the one against whom the crime is being committed will make the crime great as well. For example, if you were to wrong the, let's say a garbage man or someone whom the people do not consider to be of a lofty status, or you harm the president, then obviously you may say the same bad words to both, and I hope that no one does that. But just in case it happens, then obviously saying that against the president is way greater, and you'll be taken to court, and you may be imprisoned, or you may even be executed for saying something against a leader or a president. But maybe no one would care if you were to say this against, a janitor or someone else. So why? Because the position of the one whom you have offended is of such that you will have to bear a greater crime because of the status of the person. So if this is the case among humans, then ultimately and naturally, when that is committed against the Creator, then that is the greatest of all. Because Allah is the greatest of all, and that crime becomes at that level. You're not even dealing with other creatures anymore. You're dealing with the Creator. So why do people fall into shirk? And is that something that we should accept and agree to? Is that something we should endorse? Is that something we should entertain? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We have to avoid everything which may lead astray. We learn from the Quran that Allah did not send the messenger except that He was warning the people and inviting them to worship Allah alone, warning them against shirk and associating partners. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. Allah says in the Quran, and we have sent forth amongst every nation a messenger saying to them, worship Allah alone and avoid false deities, avoid false gods. وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Allah teaches us. And worship Allah alone and associate none in worship with Him. Allah warns the creatures. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Really, Allah does not forgive that partners are associated with Him. And He forgives whatever is lesser than that to whomever He wills. So the one unforgivable sin, if a person were to die in that state, is dying while worshipping someone along with Allah. And that is a crime. And even worse than that, when someone totally abandons the worship of Allah and worship someone else. So it could be worshipping both, meaning Allah gets his share, I guess, of worship. And then some other deity, it could be some being, you know, depending on some amulet or the messengers or angels or whatever, they get a share, or Jesus, peace be upon him, they get a share of the worship. Or it could be that the person doesn't even worship Allah to begin with. They're bent on worshiping some other creation, like a statue or an idol or some rock or some tree or something along these lines, let alone animals and so on and so forth. And either one is not acceptable. Either one is a crime against the Creator. And we as human beings simply cannot afford to do so. So there are many categories of shirk which we will be discussing in the future episodes, inshallah ta'ala. But what we need to understand from this particular episode, that the most, look, you know how we go to some areas and they say, be careful, caution, there's, you know, a hazard, you may get electrocuted inside, high voltage, something like that. You know, they put these signs that try to scare you and try to keep you as far away as possible. That's an area that you don't want to go. It's like mines. You know, it's like a mine all over. Everywhere you go, there's a mine. It could explode any second. All of this is actually less hazardous and dangerous than going into the area of shirk, which is not tangible. Doesn't have to be tangible. But this is how dangerous it is. So because of that, Allah revealed in the Quran, the same way He revealed the concept of Tawheed and the concept of identifying Him and loving Him and worshipping Him alone, He also explicitly taught us about the concept of associating partners with Him, and He told us how abhorrent that is in His sight. In one hadith Qudsi, it's a narration from the Prophet, peace be upon him, which he narrates from Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah says, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. I am the most self-sufficient of having any partners. من عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري أو أشرك به معي غيري تركته وشركه. Whosoever does a deed associating therein someone alongside with me, I shall abandon him and his association. In this hadith, we learn that even if someone did something for the sake of Allah, but they wanted to include some other entity in this intention, in this worship, Allah will not accept it. It has to be pure for the sake of Allah. It has to be sincere for the sake of Allah. Why? Because only Allah deserves to be worshipped. Did any human being give you a heart that beats? Did any human being give you a mind that analyzes information and data and translates instantly and stores information and you can retrieve it anytime you want from your memory? Did anyone else give you the blood circulation? Did anyone give you the ability to blink your eyes or not, you know, naturally without you having to think about it? Did anyone else give you the ability to sleep and wake up without dying in sleep because you did not wind up, you forgot to breathe? Who did all that? No human being did that. This is strictly from the Creator. Because He has such power and authority, it is not befitting that we associate any and worship with Him. What types of association are taking place in this world today? This is what we'll be discussing in the future episodes. Until then, I leave you in the trust and the preservation and the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.